sharpens iron. Let's talk about that this week. Hey everybody, Randy Gage here. I want to welcome you to another episode yet of Prosperity TV. I'm coming to you live and in color from South Beach. And I'm actually here in the middle of the Ultra Music Festival. So you can hear the bass banging in the background. That's all the DJs out on the beach for all the pool parties and stuff. But I want to talk about gaining strength, building strength. And kind of build on something we talked about on the last show, which was I was talking about paying the price. And you remember I was going through the airport crying and whining about how checking in, you know, got in late, the mechanical, no Wi-Fi in the plane, blah, 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 90 minutes in customs, you know, and then I got a nice happy surprise with, you know, all those fans greeting me at the airport. That was kind of cool. But let me tell you the next part of the story. So the next day I'm going on to Costa Rica. I had more than 1,000 people waiting for me in Costa Rica. And I got to check in the plane and they were like, well, no, you need a yellow fever card because you've been in Colombia for more than 2 days and that's a pandemic area. And so Costa Rica doesn't allow anyone in except in transit if you don't have that card. And so I said, what if I was just there for less than a day? You mean when you say in transit, if I was there for 12 hours? And they said, yeah. So I said, okay. So I bought a new ticket so I'd only be there like 7 hours and go. But I land and they say, no, you can't leave the airport. If you're in transit, you can't leave, you know, if you don't have that card. So they actually detained me there at the airport, deported me. I had to fly here to Miami and I'm about to do that speech in about 10 minutes from now. I'm gonna do that speech for that group in Costa Rica and I'm gonna have to do it via, you know, GoToMeeting from here because, you know, that's just part of the grind, right? But hey, I'm in South Beach, I'm in beautiful Ritz-Carlton, I'm on the beach, the music festival, right? It's all good, right? But the point is, I pay that price because I'm building strength, I'm building character, and that's what it's about. Think about when you go to the weight in the gym and you're lifting weights and you're always, you know, you have to fatigue that muscle enough so that it almost breaks down and then it rebuilds itself stronger. And I want you to think about applying that in every area of your life, like you would in the gym with a personal trainer building muscle. How do you build mental muscle? How do you build mental strength? How do you build character strength? And that's really what it's all about. And I think your critical thinking for the week, a good topic might be, what are the areas in my life that I need to build strength? And then how can I do that? You know, I'm learning Spanish, as a lot of you know. So I've got an app, Duolingo, that I use for that. And you got to do at least 2 lessons a day to stay, you know, to keep practicing. But if you just do 2 lessons a day, I think it takes a long time to do. So what do I try to do? I try to do 5 lessons a day, 6 lessons a day. I've had some days where I do 9 lessons or 10. So that means it's an hour it takes me to practice. So, but what am I doing? I'm building strength. The easy way is to do 2 lessons a day. And then it might take me a year to be fluent in Spanish. Or the hard way to build strength is to do 5 or 6 a day. And then maybe in 6 months instead of 1 year, I'll be fluent in Spanish. So how does that apply in your life? What area right now do you need to dial it up? Iron sharpens iron, right? The more friction you create, the more strength you can build, the more resistance you can face, the more strength you can build. So where do you need to do that in your life right now? Any ideas? Down below, give me your comments. Please share the show on YouTube or Facebook. If you're listening on iTunes, thanks for joining us. Until next week, peace. Love you guys and live rich. All right, I want to see you back here next Monday. I don't even know what show I'm going to do, but I'm going to come up with something amazing. So I'll see you there. Bye.